prepared to reveal my love and love. Chapter 19, Shani. Job. Self. Bottom. Roman Aleph. The bottom. Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Tov Shin Samar Jay. Kol ha-ma'ota nimtza'im harei elu chulin. Money that is found, we don't have to worry that maybe it's by Tisheni and it has to be marked at Yidin Yerushalayim. It's always considered to be chulin. Now, people do not.
You found
in a bag on the floor. Anyway. Even if you find in the same bag an unusual mixture of coins, which normally wouldn't be mixed, but if they were Maitishani, then it would be normal for them to be mixed. If you had like a very large pinyin to do, you'd be poted on Zav. If you had a small pinyin to do, you'd be poted on Putas. So, I mean, you'd think, well, I mean, a strange mixture, putting in this copper garbage with Dinrei Zav, why would he have done that? It must be that it's Maitishani. So that's not enough of an indication. On the other hand, Matzabatol from the Keres, Katuval of Maaser, or Eze Maaser, there's a note in it that says the word Maaser, then you have to assume that the entire container is Maaser. Hamotzei Kli, you find a container that has the word Korban on it, Katuval of Korban. So if you don't know, Im Hayashel Keres, if the Kli itself is garbage, which is made out of pottery, so then Hu Chulin, the Kli itself is Chulin, what it means is like a Tzedakabah. So it's Chulin, Makabatochor Korban. Whatever is in it was a donation to Agrish. Vimayasha Matechet, if the Kli is a Chashiv, or Kli, it's made out of metal, then Hu Korban, but there's no reason to assume that Makabatochor Korban, Makabatochor is Chulin. That's not reasonable. If in fact a Kli is a Korban, then why were they putting in Mo the Chulin into it? So it's much more reasonable to say that once you've agreed that the Kli is a Korban, then certainly money in it is considered to be money also of Hagdash, and you can't use it. Hamotei Kli, if you find a Kli, the Katuval of Kuf, there's just a Kuf on it. Then that's a sign that it's a Korban. Kuf stands for Korban. You found a Mem. Mem stands for Meiser. You found a Dalet. Dalet stands for Demai. Tet stands for Tevel. Tof stands for Truma. Shibishata Sakana, Ayukotvim, Tof Taka Truma. Because when the Romans didn't allow these types of donations, so people would make a simen in order not to say it, and the Tof therefore stood for Truma. Yes, yes. Rabbi Yossi Omer? Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, right, okay, yeah. Why not Kuf stands for Kahat, and Mem stands for Maisha, and Dalet stands for David? I mean, what kind of crazy thing is this? Kuf Shemot Adamein. I'm like, you might as well say they're people's names, and I don't agree with any of this. As far as I'm concerned, Afilu Matzah Chavid V'imleyat Perot V'kaluv V'dover Truma Re'ochulam. I don't care if it would have Perot in it, it would actually say the word Truma. I mean, it wouldn't matter to me, but to you it matters, though. So the Tuf is also all of a sudden Truma. I don't see how that follows. Tuf stands for Teddy, obviously. So why do I say it's cool even if it says Truma? Shami Omer Ishtakad, I family out there wrote Truma. But who's to say that these particular Perot are Truma? Maybe the guy had a barrel of Truma last year, so what, he's going to throw out the barrel, he's going to take the trouble of erasing the barrel, so he used the barrel, so now it's Truma, big deal. You never saw a barrel, you never saw a bottle of jam that has oil in it, or, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. Omer Livno, Ma'aser Sheni Bezavit Zo, Mat'o Bezavit Acheret, Hare Elu Chulim. If somebody says to his son, he says, I'm leaving you the Maitishani that's in such and such a corner. So he doesn't find any Maitishani in such and such a corner. He finds Peros in another corner. There's no reason to assume that those are the Peros that the father was referring to. Hareshamana Umata Matayin. He says there's $100 of Maitishani and he finds it's $200. Then we don't say he made a mistake. Then we say that the rest of it is chulin. We don't say since it was together, probably the father made it, made a mistake and so on.
The rest of it.
Because it's not, it wasn't removed. And if it was moved, then we say already it's something else. We don't say that these are a different matayim. There's no reason to say that somebody took the matayim and placed it with a mona, but rather that somebody took a mona out of the matayim. So therefore, in this case, I call ma'aser. No, here we say that this probably this is reasonable. Let's see what happened, because there's no indication that he was moved. Now, the Mishnah says that we find money assumed to be a pool of money, even if it's been raised up, and so on and so forth. The Kiddush over here is Shalot Omar, hold the aim there of Bnei Adam Lassau, okay? That since it's not normal to put in junky coins with high quality coins, so that should be a proof already, Yehei Sheni. The fool came in and took me my fool, and that's the Kiddush. Otherwise, it really wouldn't be much of a Kiddush in it. Now, it's funny. Aleph, Dalet, Ches, Tes, Reish, Tov. We have all of these cases. There has to be some element of Chashash that is Truma. Because the reason that we would say this is because we would say Tov itself, okay, I mean, Tov stands for Truma. But Aleph could mean Kadmita. It means ratio, so to speak. So this is Aleph, this is the first. That means this is it was afraid to write off. Maybe the Romans would claim it's true, but he writes Olive on it as a synonym that it's racist. That he's trying to say that it's racist. No, it means that it's true. Now that's not normal that we would find in an Amish Bikurim. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Dalid, Dimua. You're saying all of these were truma. So we're saying now the Dalid, since the Torah calls truma Dimua, we borrowed the word from Malayachava Dimachalotakera that Dimua means mixture of truma. But the Torah uses the word Dalid. Dimua for truma. So at a time of Sakona, somebody made it put a dalid to refer to the way that the Torah refers to it. Or if you write a chet, so the Torah also says behemim kam et chelbo mimeno. So it's called the best, called the truma, right? And in which case, tes could be the same thing. Because chelbo means tuvo, actually, just a way of referring to he writes tes for tuvo. Well, that's what we're looking for. Reish. Reish could be Reishit, the Perish. Tough indeed would be Truma. And if you have Beit, so you have the letter of Beit, so then we have to assume that it's Shem. It means Beit, Shem, right? Okay, so we'd be afraid that was Maisa Shemi. The Pei, also Shemi. That is Pei Shemi. Because pigeon means it just needs pigeon. So it's a synonym for Meister Sheni. Yud Mem is Meister. Why Yud? Because it's Echad Me'asorah. Right? Or Mem actually stands for Meister. So that's how we'd have to say this. Ma'aser, ear, for Kan. If you find the word Meister, or ear, or Purkan, that's all Meister Sheni, because it's a remit, so you got to get this in the ear, meaning Elkut, you know, or Purkan means the sky of the pigeon. And if you write that, L'shem Yossi, L'shem Shimon, so that means La'alot on B'Yerushalayim. That if you write on it that it's Yossi's, so that it's Shimon, so it's not, doesn't mean that to eat in Yerushalayim as Meister. It means that it's Chulin. Zaniyom et Sibola, that's the name. I understand this is being just an exchange of gifts, basically. So what they're saying is, La'alot, take it up to Yossi. That doesn't mean... Yeah, the one that sent me the gifts, you know, Yossi from Yerushalayim. That one. But then we wouldn't have to say that it's Kodesh. Now, Akidon Yishanot, I should say, reverse that. So Akidon Yishanot, until over here we've been talking about, as Rabbi Yossi, if you found a barrel, why can't it be last year's Truma? So I rely on that. Okay, I mean, that makes sense if it's an old barrel. You can say that it was yesterday's barrel. But what would Rabbi Yossi do about Chadashot? I mean, say maybe the word Truma came from last year. There wasn't, doesn't look like it's old enough to be last year. The fine Daniel et more haitam leya Truma pinayna pinayna. He's not claiming, otherwise he would have said, if it was an old barrel. But he doesn't say that. All he's saying is if there's anything to be tailored on, you could be tailored on yesterday I had true minute. Who's to say that today is the same thing as if it was there when I marked it? He had it Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi. It was a Maitre Mamish in Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi who were shutfim down there, you know, in Gerbia where they had the explosion in the shul. No, that's not what it means. I'm just playing games. It means garbe yayin, you know, in the... What? No, in barrel. So, Kadamach Rabbi Yonah, so, Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yossi called Barav Bechtive Rabbi Yonah Didi. Rabbi Yonah was Nitzer. Rabbi Mona was Rabbi Yonah's son, said, anything that says on it, Rabbi Yonah, is now mine. Oh, Malay, who's to say that? Eshtakat, Avedidat, last year would have been yours. This year's mine, honey. But Ishtada Didi, this year is mine. Matzab in the Gufat Tov, if on the covering of the shield, that's where it says it. So on that Megufare, Ketuvah of Maaser, HaRezeh Maaser. If it says Maaser on it, on to then, it's Maaser even according to Rabbi Yossi, because the Megufa remembers one-time usage in those days. In order to open up the barrel, you have to break the Megufa off. You put on a Megufa, you have to reseal it. You make it and you reseal it. If it says it on the new one, this can't be, we can't say maybe this is there yesterday, because this is a Megufa, it's on a screw on top. So over there, it's only what it says so. Yitzchalfalo, how about if you had most of Maaser and you now put it into your wallet over here and you find now additional money in the wallet which you didn't realize. Now you've got a confusion because it's similar to the case of the father told him there's $100 worth of mice and he ends up finding $200. How about if you put money of mice into your wallet and the same thing would happen? You'd find there now more. So if you were in this Chalfalo, so Taman Kaninan, the main Shecholim U'matzah Levamim, the Levamim U'matzah Shecholim, or Shnayim U'matzah Shlosha. In all of these cases, Asuri. Let's say the case over there was talking about Hachon Alagabe, birds that you want to shecht on Yontif, and you have to be made in them, otherwise you can't shecht them. So he goes at Erev Yontif, and he sets aside these dark-colored Yonim to shecht. And he comes back tomorrow, and lo and behold, they've turned white overnight. Amazing. Right? So now, in all of these cases, we say, well, it's not the same one, right? Because we assume these flew away, and others came and took their place, and they're no longer considered to be mukhanim. On the contrary, we say that they're mukta. When we find three instead of two, something's awfully funny. So we say not that one came and joined them, but rather why assume these are the same group? It's a different group. The group of two left, and now a group of three came. On the other hand, if there was a group of three, shlosha matashayim mutarim, you know, we could say that one of them left. So now it says Rabbi Yaakov Bar Akiva, because Rabbi Yossi, this last piece of the year is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe was the one who said the time he matayim umatamana. If you left 200 and you find 100. Then you assume that Hamana Nital Bibi Rebbe. That's like it says in our Mishnah. You told your son 200, and there's 100 left, and I call Maaser. But the Chachomim say in this case, Chulin. If there's something different there, even if it's less, then you don't assume that it's what's left of what was there. It's what was taken, it's the whole thing which has to be assumed is taken away, there's a different group. In which case, same thing ought to be true of the pigeon. Is it now a different group? Another one flies away. So according to our Mishnah, we would say that the author of the halakha about the pigeon is Rebbe. But if you don't know the Rebbe, then it doesn't make sense. But after thinking about it, he went ahead and said, Chozav Omar Divrei HaKovi. Actually, after thinking about it, he said, wait, there's no comparison. Of course, pigeons are a little different than money. Because even though in all of the pictures it shows the money with the flying on, exactly. But pigeons really do have wings. Therefore, on second thought, Shani the Gozman should not suddenly fly. It is, after all, logical to assume that a pigeon would fly away home. So Tani Rabbi Chalasa ben Shaul, he had a bar the Gozalim, he had a bar the Beitim. Didn't we learn that the Mishnah was talking about Hakona? So over there, Rabbi Chalasa ben Shaul said, don't think that the dinim of the Mishnah was said only on pigeons. Pigeons fly, eggs don't fly, and nonetheless, it's the same halacha with Beitim. In which case, if that's true, then clearly the Rebbe, it has to be going according to the Shita of Rebbe in our Mishnah, who talks about the Mo'ot, and that we don't assume that there was an exchange, because the Mishnah over there seems to be saying, according to the Chachamim, that eggs, which are like money, are actually like birds. So, so something's funny. So it would seem that the distinction is not really true. Rabbi Bon Bar Koyin Omer Kanei Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rav Acha. Hora Rabbi Bo Bar Zavda B'Maisa Shem Yikad of the Rebbe. Rabbi Bo Bar Zavda was Mer Halok L'Maisa to go according to Rebbe and not to assume that the case was according to Chachomim that we have to assume it was new money and therefore there'd be no problem of Maisa. So he was mocked. Ooh, he's banging his head. Sorry about that. Okay, very good.